getting adjusted. Is that better? Not much. I always figure I'm pretty loud, eh? But, you know. Okay, so I'm not going to take any more time this morning. I'm going to pass the chair over to Doug Springer, who's going to look after all of your needs today and facilitate the things that are happening. So here's Doug Springer, RVP.
So good morning, everybody. Got a great group of people out here this morning, and I think it's going to be a really exciting morning, something a little bit different than what we normally do in QP. I'm Doug Springer. I'm a regional vice president for Vancouver Island on the executive board. And as chair of the universities committee, I'm very fortunate to be able to chair today's proceedings. And so I'd like to draw to your attention, especially the new registrants this morning, that there are a number of items in your kit that are really important. One is the pink sheet, which you've probably looked at already, which is the agenda for the full 3 days of the conference. And what your place where you're at right now is the panel discussion that is dealing with privatization in the education sector. And we'll introduce the panelists in just a moment. We also have the bios and the backgrounders for each panelist. So there'll be a brief introduction this morning. But if you want to learn more about the panelists and their backgrounds, it's in the bios. And after the lunch break, we're going to be moving into workshops, and we'll be talking about them again. And you may want to start familiarizing yourself with the kind of purple sheet where your workshop is today. And if you look on the reverse of your badge, you can see which workshop you're registered in for this afternoon and what room it is. Some of the workshops are in a room today, this afternoon, and a different room tomorrow morning, so make sure that you check which section you're in. Now, for this morning's deliberations, it looks like everybody's pretty well settled. We tried to spread it out so there were people from K-12 schools, colleges, and universities intermingled at the various tables. If you're already settled, it's great. If it's an empty chair at a different table, you're welcome to move. It's not a problem. Later on, Keith will also be introducing this blue sheet, which is the small group discussion questions that will unfold out of the panelist. So, you know, we're going to wake you up pretty fast, I think, with the challenges this morning. I'd like to introduce Keith Reynolds, who's our moderator for the day. Keith is a researcher from QP Research in the Burnaby office and has a lot of background himself in the whole question of privatization and the whole movement from public universities into private and schools and colleges. And I'm going to turn it over to Keith to introduce the panelists. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Doug. It's a real honor for me to be here today with this panel. This is an important group of people we have with us today, and they've got some important things to talk about. Let me first of all just go over the process that we're going to be going through this morning. Prior to the coffee break, each of our panelists will be speaking for about 15 minutes. Now, I have been asked to, I just want you to know that while they're speaking, I may be showing these things. I'm not passing notes in school. But I have just been asked to remind people that we have a fairly tight time limit today, and we want to make sure that we permit people to ask questions. So each of our panelists will speak for about 15 minutes. They will each then have another 5 minutes just to respond and reflect on what the other panelists have said. And then we're going to have an open question period and discussion to involve some of you and some of your thoughts. The order of speaking today is, first of all, Brother Robert Chisholm will be speaking. I've had the honor to work with him as a staff member of QP for the last few years. He was a researcher for us in Nova Scotia. Now he's a servicing representative. But what he's been above all is a fighter in the area of privatization. He was involved with the campaign to stop the privatization of the sewage systems in Halifax. But even more important for this discussion, he was the leader of the NDP and the leader of the official opposition at the time when the government of Nova Scotia was trying to privatize a number of their schools. Rob Clift is the He's with the Confederation of University Faculty Associations here in British Columbia. He is also an ally of ours and a partner on the Coalition for Public Education, and was one of the leaders in the Public Education Not for Sale conference that was developed a few years ago that we were partners in. He's extremely knowledgeable on this topic, and I look forward to his remarks today. Heather Jane, you heard her speak last night. I don't really know what more I can add to her credentials, other than to say that I have heard her speak before, and I truly find that what she brings to the discussion of these things is the fact that there is a value in public education, that it's not just producing widgets. And one of her comments that she made last night really stuck with me, and that was that what this whole thing about was about was not just control of market share, it was control of mind share. I want to set a little bit of the scene before our guests speak in terms of what's happening in this province in terms of privatization of education. Right now, I know that we have over 1,200 private post-secondary institutions in British Columbia. It's one of the... Thank you. More so than perhaps almost anywhere else. We had recently an organization by the name of First Bus. It's out of Britain. It's one of the largest bus operators in the world. They recently took over one of the private bus operators in northern British Columbia. And we understand from a conversation that took place on a plane between one of our QP presidents and one of their vice presidents that they have actually spoken to the province about what they needed to do to run the bus system for schools in the entire British Columbia. We also know that Olympia and York, which is the third largest property manager in Canada, has had conversations with the Department of Education. Now, we know that we perhaps feel some safety in the fact that it's very difficult for these organizations to take over our work because we have a lot of different school districts, and in fact the economies of scale say that they need to have larger units to take over. Well, one of the things that was supposed to happen last night in Abbotsford was a meeting of school trustees to talk about how they could set up service bureaus that would deliver our services across a number of different school boards and would offer large enough opportunities for privatization of that work. Now, that meeting ended up not happening. And the reason it ended up not happening was that it was supposed to be a secret meeting. And when word came out, in fact, Harvey Oberfeld was there with a camera and the meeting was canceled. But what I think it shows is that the kind of things we're talking about here today, the privatization of our work, the privatization of education, is the sort of thing that works best in the dark. And when you start kicking over the rocks and things start scuttling, that's when you really see what's happening. So thank you very much, and I'd like now to introduce Robert Clift. I'm sorry, Robert Chisholm.